Hey everyone and welcome back to Holistic Happiness Club. Today's episode is all about joy. What is joy? Why it is needed in our life? And how can we cultivate more joy in our everyday moments? What are some common obstacles that everyone faces in order to develop some habits that can produce joy in our life? And how can we overcome those obstacles, those problems? So all that we will discuss in today's episode. So stay tuned till the very end because there is a lot to know and there is a lot to discuss all about joy in today's episode. Let's start from the beginning. Hi everyone, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I'm the Holistic Happiness Coach, author of the book called Ashar. I'm also the founder of Holistic Happiness Club. Holistic Happiness Club is the place where we discuss everything about happiness, anything that has any relation with our happiness, whether it's our health, whether it's our wealth or our relationship or spirituality or anything that is connected to happiness has a place in Holistic Happiness Club. In Holistic Happiness Club, we believe that happiness is not a single faceted thing, it is a multifaceted thing, and that is why we believe holistic happiness or happiness is a lifestyle. Right. More about Holistic Happiness Club and its programs in the end of this episode. But for now, let's dive into the topic of the day. All right, so let's start the main topic. And as always, let's begin from the beginning, which means understanding the topic and the nuances related to the topic. So let's understand what is joy and what is the importance of joy in our life. So joy can be defined as feeling happy from within, being satisfied, being content, being fulfilled from within. And there is nothing that you are waiting for to happen. There is no event that you are waiting that when this event will occur, I will feel joyous. So from within, you are feeling that now you have everything. You are not looking for any reason anymore and you are just happy in this moment with whatever you have. That is a feeling of joy. Now, so many people say that it is different from happiness. How they say that it is different from happiness is they say that happiness is can be derived from external event and it is driven externally. So let's say that you won some trophy which you wanted to win, you got a raise, you got a promotion or any external event that has happened and that has made you happy. So there is a reason for which you are happy. And as long as that reason is there, you are happy. And as soon as that reason is gone, your happiness is also gone with that reason. So that's how they define happiness and they differentiate happiness and joy. But according to me, so they might be having their own reason to differentiate between happiness and joy, maybe for study and scientific purposes. So let's keep it with them. But according to me, happiness and joy can be used interchangeably. There can be external events that can invoke the feeling of joy from within. So it can be derived from external events as well. And practically speaking, in our practical life, do we feel joyous all the time in our life? No. Do we feel the moments of joy in our life? Yes. So it's not, I would say that it is sometimes driven from external events. It invokes some feeling within. It stays there for some time and then life takes over and we forget or maybe we move forward and we stop feeling joyous after that moment. So according to me, happiness and joy, if not the same, then they are two different sides of the same coin. So maybe we can use the word interchangeably, but for this episode, we will be using the word joy and how we produces the what are the moments which can produce joy, what are the practices that can produce joy, and how can we cultivate those practices, how can we incorporate them in our routine. That's all we are going to talk about. Okay, so that is joy. And what is the importance of the joy? Same as happiness, because we are using the word joy and happiness interchangeably. So same as happiness, we all are looking for happiness. We all are looking to be happy from within without any reason. We all want to be happy for all the time, right? So that's the importance of joy or happiness, you can say. So so that it improves our mood, it improves our health, and it improves our relationship, quality of life, our social life, everything. If when you have joy or the happiness with from within, that improves everything that is related to your life. That is, in a nutshell, without being too sciencey and too nerdy, that's the importance of joy in our life. Okay, let's move forward and let's understand that how can we find joy in the small moments. Now, we need to understand, before we get into this, we need to understand one thing, that joy or this happiness, these things hides in plain sight. They are always there, or mostly we can say that they are, most of the time, they are in front of our eyes, but we fail to notice them. Now, what is the reason that we fail to notice them? The reason is that we are moving too fast in our life. Okay, we are always looking for the next thing. When we are doing one thing, when we are eating, we are thinking of the next meeting. When we are in the meeting, we are thinking of the next action item. When we are doing that, completing that next action item, we are thinking how we will present this in our demo. All right. So we are always racing. We are always running. And that when you race, so picture this. If you are going on a car or on a motorbike on a speed of 100 km per hour, will you be able to notice the small things around you? No, your concentration will be on road and you will not be able to notice small things around you. So for that, to notice a small thing, you need to slow down. All right. So that's one thing. And another thing, as I said, how we are racing from one thing to next thing. So there are always thoughts that are cluttering our mind and blurring our vision. And when we are having this blurred vision, we are always having these thoughts of next big thing. We are not able to notice the small things that are in front of us. And joy hides in those small things, small moments in plain sight. Now, we have understood the root cause. Now, we need to remove this root cause. So we need to think from the perspective, how can we remove these root causes? How can we slow down? How can we clear our mind so that we can notice the small things, right? So now let's talk about how can we find joy in small moments. Point number one is develop habits of joy. Now, as I said, that why we are not able to notice joy in our daily life, because we are running too fast and we are always cluttered with the thoughts. So habits of joy will be slow down. One breath at a time, one thing at a time. Don't do so many things which you are not able to do. All right. So slow down. Don't do multitasking. Instead, practice monotasking. That's one thing. And also practice mindfulness, right? Mindfulness meaning you can pick from one activity, like brushing your teeth, and you can be completely present in that activity. And there are multiple other practices, like focus on your breathing, slow down your breathing. There are multiple other practices which you can incorporate in your daily routine, in your morning routine or evening routine, to practice this mindfulness. And once you incorporate mindfulness in one thing in the day, it will start encroaching, I would say, in other areas of your life as well. So these things that you need to develop, monotasking and mindfulness. So these are the habits of joy. All right. Only when you have these two, you will be able to notice the joy in the small moments. Otherwise, no matter what you are doing, you will not be able to do. So I'll explain this a little bit more in the next points. Second point is random act of kindness. So when you feed someone, when you help someone in something, you also feel satisfied, right? And there has been numerous studies that people who help someone, they feel more satisfied, more content, and more fulfilled from within. And that's what joy is, right? Now, as I said in the first point, that if you are not slowed down, if you are doing multitasking and you are running too fast, even if you are helping someone, so while you are helping someone, you will be thinking of something else. So that time you will not be able to experience the joy of giving, the joy of kindness. And when you are not able to receive or perceive or see the joy of kindness, then random act of kindness is of no use, right? So slowing down and monotasking, meaning monotasking and mindfulness, that is the precursor to everything. So that's why that was the point number one, develop habits of joy. Okay, so this was point number two, random act of kindness. Third is creative outlet. We all are in some areas, somewhere we all are creative. You need to find your creative outlet. Maybe you are good at writing. Maybe you are good at painting. Maybe you are good at interior designing. Maybe you are good at problem solving from a different perspective, meaning you can bring a creative angle in problem solving. So creativity meaning doing something from a new, fresh eye or fresh angle or fresh perspective. Everything that you can do in a new way, that is creative, right? So use your creativity. So when we are creative, we feel satisfied, we feel joyous. Okay, so that was the third point, creative outlet. Now, fourth point is finding joy in simple pleasures. There are small things in our everyday life which we like a lot. If there are not, then our life will become kind of hell. So there are things like having a cup of coffee or tea, listening to your favorite music, talking to your favorite person. All right. So all these small things are there in our life. But what happens, as I said, because we run too fast and our thoughts are always cluttered, we fail to notice those moments. So consciously decide that I am going to dedicate I'm going to just slow down for next 2 minutes and have a cup of tea or listen to music or do something like dancing or something. But you will be fully present just for 2 minutes in that activity. And when you are fully present, you will feel joyous. So make it a conscious decision that in this moment, I am going to feel joy. All right. Or I am going to experience this activity fully. Doesn't matter what it makes me feel. And in return, you will feel joyous. All right. And the next point is nurture relationship. See, humans are social animals. We feel happy and content when we are in community, when we feel belonged, when we feel important in someone else's world. So when you have good relationship with people, like you, maybe your spouse, partner, family, friends, colleagues, when you have good relation, you will feel that you belong there. You will feel that you are important in someone else's life. And that feeling will give you the joy. Last point, but not the least, is laugh more. When we do not laugh, we try to close our system down. We try to take our guards up. And that does not allow us to feel fully, feel emotions completely. So when you laugh more, you take your guards down and slowly you start feeling more emotional. I mean, you start feeling complete emotions, and that gives you the joy of feeling the emotions completely. When we are not able to notice the small moment, and when you start laughing more, you will be able to notice those small moments, and you will be able to find joy in those small moments, right? Small things, simple pleasures. All right. So these were a few points which you can do to experience joy more in your everyday life. But remember, the precursor is slow down, monotasking, and mindfulness. All right, now tackling some challenges. Of course, our life is not, or maybe we have made our life in such a way that we are not able to do monotasking and we are not allowing ourselves to slow down. So there are always some challenges to this. Okay, there are. So let's talk about those challenges and how can we get rid of those challenges. So first challenge is stress and overwhelmingness. There are a lot of things to complete, so many things in our plate that we need to complete before the deadline. And because there are so many things, professionally, personally, that makes us feeling overwhelmed. Again, the solution is monotasking. Do one thing at a time. Slow down. Focus completely on one thing. And when you focus completely on one thing, you will add more energy to that one thing. It will complete faster. And as soon as one will complete, it will give you the sense of accomplishment, sense of achievement that will help you accomplishing or completing the next thing. That will reduce the burden slowly. Also, there are so many things that time management and setting the priorities, delegating the task. So there are some other techniques for stress management. I'm not getting into that. I have a different episode. You can check out that one. But stress, you need to reduce the stress. You need to follow those stress management strategies and you need to reduce your burden. When you are less burdened, you will be more prone to look for pleasures in which are hiding in the plain sight. Okay. Next point is negative thought patterns. So whenever there is something, we always start thinking negatively. We always, so let's say that if there is a, you can say, we are just trying to have or enjoy the cup of tea, or we are just trying to have a good dance or good laugh. Meanwhile, we sometimes start thinking that if I'm wasting my time, quote unquote, wasting my time in having a cup of tea, I will be wasting 5 minutes of my day, which I can utilize in completing something else. While this may sound a practical thought, but we humans do not work like machines, right? It's not like when we take break, we rejuvenate, we complete more and more things. We tend to focus more and we tend to give more energy after the break, and that's how we complete more tasks in less time. Well, this is just one example of negative thought pattern, and there can be multiple other examples as well. So this negative thought pattern will not allow us to feel the moment, to see the joy which is hiding in the plain sight, in the simple pleasures. All right, so how can we get rid of those negative thought pattern? So there is an episode from me that how can you develop positive and empowering beliefs. So you need to replace your negative talk with the positive talk. All right, so that's it about the point number two, that is negative thought pattern. And the next point number three is external expectations. Sometimes we achieve some good things. Maybe we have achieved, let's say for a student, he has scored maybe 80% or 85% marks out of 100 in some subject, but external expectation, other people were expecting that he is a brilliant student, he must be scoring 95% or 90%. So because of other people's expectation from us, we might feel that our achievement is not an achievement, it's a failure. 85% marks are a good mark, are good marks, like from any standard, right? But when there are external expectation attached to it, then we might feel like, okay, instead of achieving, I have lost something. And it's not only about marks. It can be in many, many areas of our life. It can be in our race. Maybe we were expecting a 20% race, we got 18% race. Now we start feeling, okay, I'm a loser because I got 2% less. 18% is good. So when we lower the expectation, or when we cut down the external expectation at least, then we will start feeling and we will start seeing whatever we are achieving, whatever we are having, that is enough. That is more than enough for me to progress further. And that should be the goal. It's not like that if you will get 20% raise today, everything will be sorted out for the whole life. The goal is to grow continuously. If you have everything that you need or you want to grow further, that's more than enough, right? So cut down this expectation, because the reason to cut down this expectation is not to stagnate your growth, but the reason to cut down this expectation is because this expectation never gets fulfilled, right? So think of what you need in this moment. Think of what you need to grow. And if you have that much, you are good to go. Whatever you have gratitude for that. And whatever you do not have, simply strive for that, right? But do not expect that simply magically it is going to come to you, because there are so many factors involved. You have control over only one thing, that is your effort. You make an effort, and other factors, when they will come together, right, you will get the reward for it. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. So whatever you have the gratitude. So gratitude will cut down this external expectation to a great extent. All right, and past trauma and you can say past experiences to tone down a little bit. So past experience doesn't allow us to feel the moment completely. So even if we have something, even if we have achieved something, and our past experience is saying that it's not good enough, or maybe past experience is saying that you are not deserving, then we will not be able to feel or receive that gift, that achievement more positively. So there are so many things that you can do to get rid of those past experiences, trauma or thought patterns. One of them is positive self-talk. Slowly over time, that changes the environment from that is going on in your head, and then slowly over time you will start feeling those things that you are more deserving, you deserve this, and you are capable, and all those things, and you will be able to receive better. All right, busyness is the next point. Busyness means We are always busy. We are always running for the next big thing. As I said, that we are always thinking of the next thing that we need to accomplish, and in doing that, we are missing out on the opportunity or the beauty that present moment presents before us. All right. So mindfulness is the answer to that. When you practice mindfulness, slowly you will start feeling more present in the present moment, and you will start feeling the beauty and the joy and the happiness in the present moment. So that's how you tackle these few challenges of not being able to feel joyous in the current or a small moment of everyday life. Now let's talk about some actionable step. What you can do on a daily basis that can create an environment within you that allow you to feel more joyous, more present, and more happy in this moment. So first of all, the point number one is create a routine. Do some practices that allows you to slow down and that allows you to do monotasking, that allows you to feel more present in the present moment. So those practices are monotasking, mindfulness. There are various techniques of practicing mindfulness. Then there is breathing exercises, then there is meditation, then there is journaling. So many other things are there. We can talk in length, and these are something that we do in our courses, then that we do in our community. So if you are a member of the community, you will be able to gain those exercises, you will be able to get those exercises, hands on those exercises. All right. So create some routine, practice mindfulness, practice meditation, practice breathing exercise, do journaling, and do gratitude practice. So many other things that you can do. But incorporate some exercises that allows you to slow down and that allows you to be present in the moment. Okay. The next point is daily reflections. You need to reflect back that maybe at the end of the day, or maybe in the beginning of the day, that how your day is going to be, how you are setting an intention for the day, the upcoming day. Or if you are doing the reflection in the night, mostly reflection meaning reflecting on the past, meaning that means you will be doing it in the end of the day. So for a few days, reflect daily that what were some moments in the day that you felt or that you recognize now that you could have enjoyed more. Maybe there was a small break that you could have enjoyed more. Maybe there was a party, if you would have participated more, you could have enjoyed more. Or few thoughts like this, that what could have been better and what has gone wrong, which should not have gone wrong. All those thoughts you can once reflect at the end of the day, and in a few days you will yourself start noticing that what else you can do to feel more present and feel more joyous in the moment. Then self-care ritual. See, they say that sound mind in a sound body. So it is very important to take care of yourself. Now here, self-care, I don't only mean that you should just pamper your skin and get a massage. No, what I really mean is getting into the discipline to make yourself a better version of yourself, physically and mentally. I am focusing more on physically because in other points I'm covering mental wellness. Okay, so pick some habit, pick some sport, pick some, maybe going to gym, maybe running every day or regularly, or doing some exercises like yoga, Zumba, Pilates, whatever you like. Something that make you a little bit better, that make your body fit and healthy. Once your body is healthy, your mind will be healthy, and your mind is the organ through which you experience everything, whether it's joy or sadness. Your body is sick, mind is sick, and that will absorb more sickness or more sadness, you can say. All right. So create some self-care routine, which means taking care of your health primarily. And then create some daily actionable goals. This is very important. So you cannot always wait that something will happen or some moment will appear in front of me, and in that moment, I will feel joy. Yes, that will also happen, and that happens all the time. But what if we create those moments consciously? Like in the middle of the day, let's say that we are taking a cup of tea. And we are just removing all the distraction, no notification, no emails, just having some playing some good music and having a cup of tea. That's it. Not thinking about anything else. So you can create this moment consciously, and it is just 2 minutes, and 2 minutes will not cost you anything. And but these 2 minutes will give you a kind of boost, kind of rejuvenation that will allow you to feel the rest of the day, or that will allow you to complete the rest of the day with high energy. And with high energy, you will feel more joy. All right. So create some goals every day that, okay, today I'm going to take this 2 minutes break. Whatever you want to do in that 2 minutes, it's up to you. Today, I'm going to give some compliment to my coworker. Today, I'm going to help a stranger. Maybe I'm going to donate just 10 rupees if the 10 rupees is what you can afford. If you can afford 100, 1000, whatever it is up to you. Some act of kindness, some act of feeling more important, some act of caring yourself, something that gives you happiness. Maybe you will draw, maybe you will dance, or whatever you want. But in the beginning of the day, set the intention that today I'm going to do this. And when you are doing this, be fully present in that moment. It can be for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes are enough. That 1 minute is also enough. All right. So these are some actionable steps. If you follow these steps over time, and within the short span of time also, you will start feeling more joy in your everyday life without changing too much in your life. Right? Okay, so this is all about today's episode, that what is joy and how can you cultivate more joy in everyday life. So with this, we are reaching towards the end of the topic. But before we end this episode, I want to make an announcement that in the Holistic Happiness Club, we have now the bronze membership. It's a lifetime membership. There is one course, there is weekly updates, and there is one-to-one call also available. As of now, you can become a member of Holistic Happiness Club just for free for lifetime. All right, this is not going to be free forever. It is going to be paid very soon, and so while it is free, make the most of this offer. If you want to connect with me on social media, Instagram is the place. Happiness Architect is my handle. You can connect with me on Instagram. If you want to know more about me and get in touch with me regarding any of my services or whatever you want to know regarding Holistic Happiness Club and etc., you can reach out to the website I have, that is akshaytiwari.in. Until the time we are meeting each other again, till the time we are seeing each other again, take care of yourself, take care of your loved one, take care of the people around you. And always remember, happiness is a lifestyle.